There's been a new development in the case of Power New England. That's the company regulators essentially kicked out of New England's power market recently. And HBR's Sam Evans Brown has been following the case, and he's here with the latest. Hi, Sam.
Hey, Brady.
Could you first give us a quick explanation of how we got where we are today?
So the short version is that Power New England didn't have enough cash on hand to pay for rising power bills that were caused by a pinched supply of natural gas. So the sort of macro problem that's driving this is that there's not enough gas pipeline coming into New England to satisfy all the demand on cold winter days. So as the mercury drops, folks are cranking up their thermostats, which draws gas, but also power plants are firing up since some people are still heating with electricity. So which as any Economics 101 student will tell you, scarcity causes prices to skyrocket. So PNE couldn't keep up with the bills, and they were ejected by ISO New England, which oversees the New England market. But they did see it coming. They tried to switch some of their customers to another provider, Fairpoint, but the transfer didn't go through for all 8,500 of those customers. So 7,300 were switched back to what's called default service, which is PSNH, and that means they're now paying somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 a month more for their electricity.
Okay, and what happened today then?
So what happened was New Hampshire regulators were a bit miffed about how PNE went about switching these customers. There was a lot of mail going out saying, okay, you're going to be switched to Fairpoint. Wait, no, and actually you're not going to be switched, but you can still switch yourself later on if you want to. So they were contemplating fining PNE for some of the violations of a couple rules that occurred. But instead, we found out today that PNE has cut a deal with regulators. They're going to write checks to 7,300 customers who are swept up in this for $9.50 apiece. And they're going to mail out a document that lays out the whole situation. It's going to say, here's what happened and why. Sorry for the confusion. So when customers cash that check, they'll forfeit any right to further damages for this situation. But as of right now, the PUC hasn't approved that settlement. But let's just say it would be surprising if it didn't go through.
Well, let's explain exactly why people are getting those $9.50 checks. I mean, when you talk about damages, I mean, their power was switched over, so it wasn't as if there was a big outage or anything like that.
That's exactly right. And let's be 100% clear. Nobody lost power for even 1 second as a result of this situation. So the question is, what are the damages? Because you could argue this is a competitive market. You're switching out from under the protective umbrella of the regulated utility. You're going to a competitive supplier. You know, this is the risk you're taking. Maybe that supplier will go belly up, and that's the chance you're taking. So why is that a damage when that happens? The answer really seems to be that the PUC is considering the confusion caused by the sort of messy way that this was carried out to be undermining confidence in the competitive market. So they want customers to come away from this feeling like it really wasn't so bad after all. So instead of just fining PNE, they're letting the fine be distributed out to the folks who are affected, hoping this soothes some of the unease that perhaps was caused by the situation.
Now, what about any unease that may be at the Public Utilities Commission level? I mean, is there concern about the overall rule structure? Could this happen again? What might happen to consumers in other situations?
So there definitely is some concern about the rule structure. I think that the Public Utilities Commission has sort of learned from this situation, and they're looking at the rules that they wrote, which were written before New Hampshire had a competitive market for residential electricity. So they're seeing where there have been bumps in the road, and I think we can expect some rule changes going forward that might make for a smoother experience for customers if another company were to be ejected from the market. But that said, is it likely that other companies will go through the same fate? I would say that in terms of the natural gas situation, this was the first winter where we saw these really large spikes, and it caught some people off guard. But going forward, folks are going to know that this problem is going to be there every time it gets cold, and maybe even get worse as more and more customers switch to natural gas for their home heating. So I think it would be a far stretch to say that another company would be caught off guard just like PNE was. I think that they'll be prepared for it in future winters.
And HPR's Sam Evans-Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.